Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning and welcome to 19 April 2020. Many people have not been blessed to see this day. Many people that have and will and do see this day are not even aware of how blessed they truly and really are. So I pray that on this day you realize that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it. And that you know that we are to but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we thank you, and we thank God, and we just appreciate you so much for calling in and supporting us on this 19th day of April in 2020. You know, it's just such a blessing. So without further ado, I will turn the program over to Minister Sheila, so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her on today. And then if there's time, I will come back and I will share with you as well. Okay. Love you, Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dr. Cecilia Kyler, I really thank you, God. I thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, I will say and say and say again, I thank you for each and every split second I wake up in the night, all day, all during the day. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I still can't thank you enough for blessing each and every living thing. I want to thank you for blessing each and every living thing on this earth that you gave us to live in peace and joy and to love and to honor and to carry you in our lives, our mind, our hearts, our souls, and our body. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you for them, each and every one of them. And Lord, I thank you for the ones that choose not to love and cherish and honor you. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you, and I ask you to send your angels to them. Yet I know so many have woken up in these last one or two to acknowledge you. But Lord, I thank you. But Lord, I ask you to forgive us all that it took a virus. It took an ugliness to wake up a lot of people, to let them understand without you we will have no life. I want to thank you for the ones that you have brought through this crisis, that hopefully they have learned to not just pray and need and ask you to help them through this crisis, and then after you bring them through, they walk away. Lord, I ask you, and I ask you, and I ask you again, and I say it again, and I ask you, and I say, it's not enough. Can you please show us? Even me, it's not enough. Lord, I ask you to please show me the way. Show me how you want us to do this thing. Lord, I need you to show us. And we might learn and pay attention to keep it in our hearts, our mind, our souls, and our bodies, and our way of life to do as you want us to do, which is the right way. The bright way to bring us through no matter what ugliness the devil, the government, the haters in this world can bring upon us. We know, God, through you, you can take us through any and everything. Lord, but I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to accept me, my forgiveness, because I know I don't thank you enough. I don't bless you enough. I don't praise your name enough. I don't talk to you enough. But, Lord, I know I'm going to thank you and ask you to excuse us all on this earth, on this planet, for yet we all need more love, time, and involvement with you, Lord. I'm asking you to excuse us. Lord, forgive us. Because yet for what all you do, we all in the right mind still know. And the ones that have a little bit less in mind still know. And we need to get all our bodies and minds and hearts and souls together and praise and thank you more to let us all know that it's you. As the song say, it's you, it's you, it's you, oh Lord, that we need to stand in the need of prayer. Lord, we need you more and more as these days on. We need you to help us and show us how to go through this ugliness, this virus, the ones that's killing off people, the ones that's taking us and putting us down and under. But yet, Lord, we know you have brought us back up. But we need to know how to thank you and to praise you and to worship you the right way. The only way, your way, is to see that we can all do better. Day by day, month by month. No, oh, excuse me. Let's start with the second that ticks into the minutes, that ticks into the hours, that ticks into the days, the weeks, the months, the years. But we're going to start from right now. I ain't going to ask about tomorrow. But, Lord, I'm going to start thanking you for all of us from right now. That as you lead us on in the time that we increase and grow to more, I thank you. If you lead us to time that stop right now, Lord, I thank you. Because I know you know what's best for us and you have what's best for us. But we just need to ask you and to accept it. It might not be what we want, but God, we know, and you got what we need. We just need to understand that. There's so many might have wanted to do something today, and they didn't make it. Might want to do something tomorrow. It's not yet promised to you. Just need to learn to thank God above the Father and the Son for right now, because yet you know so many did not make now. So, yes, we all want to do more and more, to plan more. But I just ask, Lord, to help us to plan our life through you, that you might show us what to do now, that you might can see for later. But we need to know that don't try to put our foot for tomorrow when we don't have our foot right for right now. You don't have your heart right for right now. You don't have your eyesight for right now. You don't have your life right for right now. God, we need you. And Lord, I need you. I'm not going to be selfish and pray for me. I'm praying for each and every living thing. Animal, insect, whatever you gave life to today, Lord, I'm going to say thank you. I want to be selfish, but I need to be your daughter, to do it your way. Pray for my sisters, that I thank you that you have blessed me with. Pray for my brothers that you have blessed me with. I thank you for my blessing me with my daughters, blessing with my son, blessing me with my granddaughters, bless me with my grandsons. Bless me with my nieces. Bless me with my nephews. Bless me with my cousins. Bless me with each and every living thing that's on this earth that we don't know got something in common. And yet that should be God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank you for Pastor Truett Thomas. I thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright. I thank you for Minister Margot McCoy. I thank you for all the ministers, the pastors, the evangelists, Dr. Serena Wright, Troy, Antoine, Renee, Margot, Cecilia, my mom, my dad, LaVon, T, Juan. It's so many that I want to thank for before me. Because, Lord, I'm here. And that was more thanks than I can ever have to be imagined. Because, yes, so many is not here. But, Lord, I thank you for the family you blessed me into, my bloodline family, my spiritual family. But, Lord, I thank you for the family of the world that we need to all come together and live together and to worship you and to understand we are nothing. We ain't nothing. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, we are nothing, nothing without you. We need to wake up and to understand the devil lives on our mistakes. He will make you think your mistake cannot cure you, cannot heal you, cannot save you, but your mistake can benefit you through the life of God in Christ, Lord Jesus. They can take your mistake and turn it around upside down and flip it and dip it to where you don't even know what it was, but you're going to be thankful that you did, because God made ugly look so beautiful. Tell the devil he can go home down to that cellar, because he got enough here on earth. I want to heaven, to my father, and to my family, that I need him to teach me to get home to him. What I'm doing that I need, I know I need, that we all know that we need to do it better. We need to be blessed through the Father and the Son. Don't think because of you or your husband or your wife or your daughter or whatever neighborhood it is. You are here today because of them. I don't care what it was, if it wasn't through the grace of God, the Father, and the Son, you would not be here to exist with anything. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless this government that is so corrupt. Lord, excuse me. I know we don't need to judge people that is wrong, but Lord, they are doing your people, your daughters, your son the wrong way. It's not your way. They're trying to do it their way, and Lord, that's not the right way. Lord, we ask you to bless this government. That some is saying this ugliness that's on this world earth today was leased by them. It's got out of control from them. But Lord, from wherever, each and every, wherever it came from, Lord, I thank you for the ones that you kept it away from, the ones that might had it, that you took it away from. Lord, the ones that you healed and brought through this ugliness. And I thank you for the ones that no matter how it came, it took this to have them to acknowledge the beauty and the blessings of the life that you gave us. Lord, please bless us and take us through this, that we might not want to be with you through this ugliness. And I'll say it again and again and again, and walk away from you when you bring them through this. Lord, if the people don't understand now, they better understand. This is a wake up. An extra wake-up call, not because you woke up this morning. This is a wake-up call for life. Lord, help us to understand that we have to get our life right, because they think this is ugly. This is a glorious chandelier, champagne ball, compared with the devil hell for you in hell. You haven't seen nothing This is a party compared to what he really has for you. The devil will confuse you to see he can bring you all this bright light, but all that bright light will burn you light out. You and some of the light that he bring you don't know you will be in total darkness. You'll be in so much misery. You'll be so ugly, so hurt, but never ease from pain, from sorrow, from heartaches, from headaches. Lord, we need to all understand and we need to wake up with you and stay up with you and walk with you and learn more about you and to learn to stay in your lane. We don't need to jump lanes. Okay, other than driving, you might want to change lanes, but make sure you change one lane of God to another lane of God and stay in God's lane. Stay on his highway. Stay with him in your life. Stay with him in your household, your job. Stay in him in your body, your heart, your mind. But Lord, I thank you. I can never thank you enough, but I'm not only for me. I just want to thank you for this world because I know so many is seeing it the way they should have, through you and with you. But I just ask you to take us through this, to put our kids back to school, because so many will be so missed or so maybe behind, cannot get what they was going for. But Lord, bless them and help them to understand. Sometimes things happen for a reason, and I think this was just to let us know without you, God, our Father, and the Son, the devil, the man, can just wipe and take your life, your dreams, and just mess up your whole world. But through God, you will all see, you will all understand, you will all know what God has for you. No matter what the devil and his government do, what God has for you, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, is for you. No matter what he do, God's going to bring us through. So just remember, we all need to know you, we, us, as they say, us has woke up this morning. So let us as do what we're supposed to do. Thank God and the Lord Jesus and ask him, what's on your menu for me to do today? Because the Lord, I'm satisfying you. You did what you didn't have to. You blessed me with another birthday. You gave me another day of life. Today is a new day. It's a birthday. Each day and every day I wake up, I say, Lord, I thank you. It is a new day. It is a birthday. It is a new day for me to learn. Lord, take me to your school. Show me what you want me to do. I read my scripture, now, Lord, show me how to work this through you. God, we need your help. We need to take the people back to work. We need to put the kids back to school. We need you to put this ugliness where it was on, down, out, and under. Lord, we need you to show us the way. And to let all us learn to not only turn to God like so many do when you're down, and when he pick you up, you want to put him on hold. He didn't put you on hold, don't put him on hold. If anything, put yourself on hold for God. Don't let nothing Nothing. We all had to learn. I wasn't, and I know so many more. We wasn't always here. But God, Lord, have mercy. Whew, I thank you for bringing me here, for bringing me to right now. So we can all look on our past and say, oh, I am so glad it is behind me, but I know it will not be with the present or my future that my God has brought me to. And as he takes me, if he chooses to further my life, I thank him, but yet I do better second, split second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, day by day, to better myself, Father God and Son Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. I know we all have so much to say, but Lord, I cannot thank you enough. I'm going to thank you for each and every little thing, for my family, my household, my neighbors, my job, my bloodline family, excuse me, my spiritual family. Lord, I just thank you. And I just ask us all to wake up and to know the Father has more for you, the better way than you can ever imagine. I don't care how much you might want right now. He knows if that's what you want, if it's needed for you, you will get that and more. You just don't know. I just say, Lord, I know I would like to have this. I would like to do this. But, Lord, what do you say? How do you, if this is not for me, Lord, I thank you because I know what's best for me and will show me and to understand. How many of us have ever thought, oh, I want that. Yes, I got to have that. And all you can say now is, Lord, oh, I thank you. I thank you because you know you blessed me. Because if I just had to, like some people were able to, I just got to have it. I'm going to get it. And when they get it, they'd be, oh, Lord Jesus, what did I do? You know? You'd be, oh, I wish I could have kicked myself, slapped myself, or just whatever. Oh, my God, Jesus. I want to live for God. Yeah, I pray and I ask God, Lord, stop being selfish. But it's just something I like to do. I'm a big kid, but I have a special toy. And I just say, Lord, if it's in your power, in your mind, I thank you. But if it's not, I thank you for being to ride the way I want to ride when the weather gets warm. But Lord, if you say no, for me not be able to ride, to wake up in the morning, you say no, I thank you. However you say I can be, I thank you. But I want to be the best for you. And I'm sure we all want to do better and be best for you. But Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you for letting us all see that no matter what, through you, we can see another day. But yet and still, we can see right now. I want to thank you. And I want to thank you. And I just want to thank you for blessing the world that we need to know. Without you, there's no us. There's no me. Thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And back into your hands, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Geiger. But I thank you, and I thank you, and I cannot thank you enough. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for that prayer, and thank you for the words that you shared with us. I thank God for everyone that's on the line. And what I love about God is that no matter what, when, or how he does what he does all things well. And as usual, you know, I love to share this quick melody. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I don't know about you. I don't know about your colleagues. I don't know about my own sisters or my own brothers. But I do know that I need God. I dare not proclaim what my brothers and my sisters need. For once we're at the age of accountability, we're to proclaim it for ourselves. Leon Timbo wrote a song, and it says, I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. And then he says it again. And then he says, I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. Trust in God that he'll make something beautiful out of me. That's what he said. He said, I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. And he comes back and says it again. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you will make something beautiful out of me. There's nothing I hold on to. And he says that three more times. But then he comes back and he says it again. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. And then the last thing he sings is, I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. But we have this hymnal that says, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And then they say it again. And then they come back with a refrain that says, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And they say it again. Then they come back and they say, not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. They come back and say, not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And then John P. Key took that song and he added a good twist to standing in the need of prayer. It says, it's me, O Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. And he comes back and says, not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. He says, it's a mighty rough road, standing in the need of prayer. For me to carry my load, I'm standing in the need of prayer. Help me through the night, I'm standing in the need of prayer. Show me what's right, I'm standing in the need of prayer. I've been down so long, but I'm standing in the need of prayer. I know I've been wrong, standing in the need of prayer. See, when you know that you've been wrong, you won't look at your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your auntie, because you're coming to God because you're saying, I need you, God. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Well, in the Bible, when it talks about the parable of the lost sheep got lost. Tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. I want you to work with me. Work with me. I know you're like, where's she going with this? Well, come on, stay with me. And then it has another parable in Luke 15 and 10 that says, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And in this particular scripture, it's talking about the woman who lost the coin. She had 10 coins, but she lost one. And she scoured all over her home looking for this one coin that was lost. And then it goes on and it tells you a parable about the lost son. And this is the prodigal son. And whether you're the prodigal son or whether you're the prodigal daughter, it goes on and it talks about how the father loves the wayward son that has abandoned his dignity to embrace and welcome back the filthy, unclean, but repentant son. How many of us know that sometimes people deal with things in life that they've brought on themselves, and sometimes people deal with things in life that have just come upon them? So whether it's the man and the people who created the coronavirus, who brought this particular sickness upon America, or whether it's that person that's going out and not doing social distancing and not wearing their masks when they need to and not wearing the gloves when they need to or not washing their hands. Some people are bringing on this particular sickness and illness upon themselves. Not that they created it, but we know that it's said that this doctor and that these scientists from Chicago, that they actually, not Chicago, but from China, created this. But there's people in Chicago and Florida and Wisconsin and Texas and all these various places that if they would just stay home like they were directed by their mayors or by their governors or by the president or whoever directed it, they would not have had to deal with the disease in the capacity that they're dealing with it with. And someone could say, well, it's like the coin. It's like the sheep. Nobody actually went out there looking for it, and that's true. Some people are coming along and they're getting this particular sickness or this disease with this virus, and they've done nothing to bring it upon themselves. They have not been out there doing riotous living. They have not been out there like that prodigal child that's just doing what they want, how they want. They've been at home. They've been going to work. They've been doing all the things that they need to do, like the people that are contracting this particular coronavirus, and they're in the hospital. They're the first responders. They're doing all of these things to help us have our lives saved. They're doing things to help us, you know, to get better. But, you know, we have to remember that even the Word of God tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. And all our ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. So, yes, there's pastors who've had services who've died. There's people who've had weddings and various ceremonies that they've died just trying to be happy, just trying to live a life. But as Minister Sheila was saying, we have to remember that we need God. We need Him to be strong. We need Him to be mighty. We need Him to be all that we need Him to be. Some of us have forgotten who God is. He's our creator. He's our master. He's our teacher. And every once in a while, God has to allow things. For as you know, I always say this, and I thank God for giving it to me. I accept what God allows. I didn't say I agree with what God allows. I said I accept what God allows. But whether I agree with it or not, God is still God. Whether I like it or not, God is still God. Whether I understand it or not, God is still God. So when we learn that we're to lean not to our understanding, when we learn that we need God, when we learn how sovereign and how strong He is, we also have to learn who is God to you? What has God done for you? Think about it. He woke you up this morning. If you're a spouse, he blessed you to find your spouse or for your spouse to find you. But either way it goes, he's God Almighty, who's God all sufficient. Either way it goes, he's Lord, he's Adonai, he's our master. Either way it goes, he's Jehovah. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Either way it goes, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Either way it goes, he's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. We have to know that he's the Lord that sanctifies us. He's the Lord who's our peace. He's the Lord who's our shepherd. He's our judge. He's our Lord God. He's our Lord of righteousness. He's our Lord who's our shepherd. He's our Lord that is always there. He's our Lord of hosts. He's our most high God. He's our mighty one. He's our branch. My, 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 my. He's our holy one. Oh, yes, he is. He's our all-seeing God. You know what? He's even a jealous God. He's a strong deliverer, but he's still a jealous God. He's our Savior because he'll save us. He's our Redeemer. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our strength. He's our righteousness. He's our everlasting God. He's our God of covenant. He's our mighty God. He's the God who's our rock. He's our King of kings and our Lord of lords. He's our Father. While we're talking about the enemy doing this, the enemy doing that, God is our rock. God is our righteousness. God is our Messiah. God is wonderful. God is our counselor. God is everlasting. God is our Prince of Peace. God is God. God is our advocate. He's our Alpha and our Omega. He's the Almighty God. He's our Amen. He's our Apostle. He's high priest of our confession. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our beloved God. He's our bread of life. He is God. Do you know that Jesus is our bridegroom? Do you know that Jesus is the captain of our salvation? Do you know that Jesus is the chief shepherd? Do you know that Jesus is our chosen one? Do you know him? While we're talking about the coronavirus, while we're talking about this or that, do you know him? Do you know he's our strong deliverer? Do you know he's our first and our last? Do you know that he's the firstborn of all creation? Do you know that he's the first fruits? Do you know that he's our good shepherd? Do you know that he's our grain of wheat? Do you know that he's the head of the church? Do you know him? Do you know that he's the Holy One? Do you know that he's the Holy Servant? Do you know that he's the great I am that I am? Do you know that he's our intercessor? Do you know him? Do you know that he's the Lamb of God? Do you know that he's our leader and our Savior? Do you know that he's the light of all? Do you know that he's the light of the world? Do you know that he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Do you know that he's Lord God Almighty? Do you know him? Do you know he's Lord of Lords? Do you know that he's the Lord of glory? Do you know that he's the man with plan? Do you know he's God? Do you know he's the Prince of Peace? Do you know he's the resurrection and the life? Do you know he's the rising sun? Do you know he's the root of David and the root of Jesse? Do you know him? My, 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 my. Do you know that he's the Son of David? Do you know that he's the Son of God? Do you know him? Do you know that he's the Son of the Father, the Son of the living God? Do you know him? Do you know that he's the true God? He's our true vine. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know he's the wisdom of God? Do you know that he is the one that was and is to come? Do you know that he is the Word of God? Do you know that he is the Word of life? Do you know him?
I know that we have the cares of life that are going on, and they're doing this, and this is happening, and that is happening. But do you know him? Do you know that he's a wonderful counselor? And it's coronavirus or whatever it is. Do you know him? Do you know him as your healer, your spiritual rock? Do you know him? We just celebrated on last week that he rose. But do you know him? We just celebrated on last week that he's our intercessor. But do you intimately know him? Let's talk about who God is. Let's talk about what God is doing. We know he's the beloved son. We know that he's the firstborn. But do you know him? I'm not saying for us to act like the coronavirus isn't here. I'm not saying for us to act like this or that isn't happening. But I'm saying, do you know him? In the middle of everything that's going on, do people know that you know him? Do you know that you know him? My. I tell you on today, if you don't know anything else, make sure that people know that you know God. Make sure that people know that you trust God. Make sure that people know that you will lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways you will acknowledge God. Like Leon Timbo said, you are going to give it all to God, for you trust in God to make something beautiful out of you. You're trusting that God will take this situation and use it to teach us all to accept what God allows. And while we're accepting what God allows, we're allowing him to show us that it's not my brother, it's not my sister, it's not the preacher, it's not the deacon, it's not my cousin, it's not my aunt. But during this walk down this mighty rough road, as John P. he said, and we carry these loads, whether it's night or day, or whether what we're dealing with is long, or whether it's wrong, we know that we need him. We know that whether we're the lost sheep, or whether we're the lost coin, or whether we're the prodigal son or daughter, we need God. Whether we need him as a healer, or whether we need him as a battle axe, we need God. Whether we need him as a friend, or whether we need him as a mother or a father, we need God. Whether we need him to give us his wisdom, or whether we need him to give us gold or rubies, we need God. Whatever we need him to be, he is. He's a strong deliverer. He's God. Make sure, people of God, that people, when they hear you speak and when they hear you teach and when they see you walking here and there, they know that you know Jehovah God and that when you pray, he answers. They know that when you speak, he comes. They know that when you ask, he delivers. Do you know God? After all is said and done, do you personally know him? We are walking, living epistles of God that everyone needs to know that we know him. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, I pray, I pray that you know him and that when people see you, they know that they know without a shadow of a doubt that you know God. Minister Sheila,
I turn this program back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And I thank the Lord again for all that he has done for us and all his guidance. And I thank him for all the teachers and the leaderships in our family, Apostle Greg, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margo McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, all the evangelists, the teachers, the deacons, the bishops, the priests, all the list go on. But Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for the bloodline of the love of God and our Father that you blessed us, you blessed me into. Lord, I thank you for the family bloodline that I'm into. And I thank you, and I thank you that we was brought into this world with the parents, the uncles, the aunts, the our family line of knowing the goodness and greatness of God our Father and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless the ones that was out, that's out here that might know you, God, but never some is out here that don't know about you. They might know of the name, but they don't know about you. They don't know about the life that God, the Father, and the Son can bring them into and bring them through, no matter what it is. But Lord, I ask you to make me right your way. Show me and yet show others that might have been born into the bloodline of God and Christ, the ones that's learning of God and Lord Jesus Christ, and yet the ones that don't know nothing. But we all, God, our Father, and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus, still don't know them. Just no matter how we go along, we can all learn and be blessed by more than the Father and the Son. I want to open the lines right now and just say if anyone has anything they want to say, a testimony of just any word of blessing, of knowledge of the Father and the Son, the lines are open now.
Good morning, Saints of God. This is Minister McCoy, and I just want to say the word went forth with power. The word went forth with power. And we need to know God. Oh, Lord, God bless
the
word. Bless the word that you gave us. It was magnificent. It was so powerful. My soul was blessed. I'm full. Thank you. In Jesus' name, keep doing what tells you to do. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Minister Margo McCoy, I want to thank you for the words of encouragement to the apostle and the words that were said today. Is there anyone else on the line that might have a statement or testimony to say?
Hello, this is Cousin Linda. How's everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Missionary Cecilia, I just say that. But her speaking in about how everybody needs to know who God is. Praise the Lord. Every time I hear somebody say that, it reminds me of Grace singing, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And then Sheila was talking in her prayer about about what God has for you it is for you. And in the song came to my mind about what God has for you, what God has for me, it is for me. I have no doubt that the Lord will bring me out, because whatever God has for me, it is for me. I enjoyed everything. I was blessed today, and I'm glad that Missionary Margo called me, and because I'm so used to being tagged on Facebook when somebody's coming on, and never thought about calling the actual blog radio station a number. But she gave it to me today, and I'm glad she did, and I enjoyed everything. God bless you all. Love you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Linda Handy, I'm glad for you being with us and with the words of acknowledgement and wisdom and the glory of God. Thank you, and I thank you. Is there anyone else on the line today that might have words that they need to say, a testimony, or just to let us know that God is the one and only? Okay, I just want to say thanks, Minister Margo McCoy, Minister Evangelist Linda Handy, if I got it wrong, you know, excuse me, but we all daughters of the most highly, most favored God Almighty. And the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. And again, I'm going to thank Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to thank the world that the Lord has blessed us into the bloodline of spiritual, of knowing the blessings and the know-how of God our Father and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. That no matter what is going through, no matter what, let the little devil tricks to come up in the back. I tell him to stay on back there behind you, because see, the thing is, whatever happens to me, if I'd have chose you, it would have been so much worse. But whatever God lets happen to me, as Apostle said, I'm down with it, as the devil's words might say, I'm down with it. I'm good to go. Because I know however God allows of the Son, Lord Jesus, that happened to me, I'm going to be blessed. I'm being blessed. We are all being blessed. No matter what you get, we all know. If they saying it's an 8, if we would have had it the devil's way or not God's way, we would have been in like a 28, 39, or 99, or 38, excuse me. Whatever it is, it could have been much worse. But I thank for whatever I got or whatever the Lord said, I thank him. Whatever happens, I say, Lord, I thank you. Because no matter what we're going through, people, no matter what it is, we all know. If we don't know, we better know. It could have been much worse. So whatever, if I got a cough, I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you. I sneeze, I say, Lord, I thank you. I wake up in the morning. I wake up during the night, during the day. I say, Lord, I thank you. Because I was not promised the next hour. I wasn't promised this hour. But Lord, I thank you for what I am, what we are now. And like I said, I just thank for the world. But no matter what, we all got a connection through God for each and every day. There is something new. And I just thank the Lord and God for blessing us and bringing us through this and letting us learn day by day, second by second, minute, days, hours, weeks, that no matter what it is, each day, God brings us into is another birthday, is another lesson to be learned. I just want to thank all that have listened today. And I just want to thank you, and I thank you, and I'm just going to ask again, is there anyone that might have something that they want to say before we close out for this morning? Your time is now.
And this is Cecilia. I just want to say I'm so excited that tomorrow I get to hear Minister Margot speak on iron sharpening iron promptly at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am so excited, and I'm looking forward to that. So I just wanted to remind our listeners on that. I know many of you may not have anything to say, but you need to listen on tomorrow to hear what thus say the Lord. That's all I have, Minister Sheehan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yet we all know that it is going to be a powerful lesson and a powerful night for tomorrow night, which is Monday. And I just had something to say, and I hope you don't take offense. It's this candy I call M&M, but we got a great one. We got MMM, Minister Margot McCoy. Okay? We got the three M's.
You guys are
better
too much.
Better than the three musketeers. Better than the M&M. I mean, we got the three M worship lady that's going to lay it down and just going to put it on you and hope you can understand God has done great things. And you will hear tomorrow night from the our bloodline, our minister, our family of the three M's, Minister Margot McCoy. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you to tune in tomorrow night on the Mad Monday, on the Magnificent Monday, on the Monday of Ministry from the Master of the Three M's, Minister Margot McCoy, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Iron Sharpened Iron for the worship that will be brought to us in a magnificent. Oh, I had a fourth word, a fourth M on it. Magnificent. Oh, fifth message. And I want to ask you to listen to us on Friday nights, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Excuse me, Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to listen to us again on each and every Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself and Mr. Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's want to hear for each and every day. We have 3 days out of a week. I'm going to ask all to forgive me because yet I've been messing up. I'm missing on Fridays. Is due to just different work schedules and just not being to attend as much as I should, at least the way I should. But I'm asking for each and every one to give me some prayers and to help me to get along with this so that 3 days, 3 hours out of a week, that me and many more be able to participate, enjoy, and listen, and to learn, and to be able to understand more that God, our Father, and the Son have for us. But I just want to thank you, and thank you for listening to us. And don't forget, for our main ministry event for tomorrow night with Minister Margot McCoy. I just want to say, God, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for all I know, that without you, we wouldn't know nothing. But I just want to thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I'll be blessed if to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all just righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to say thank you, thank you. And to have a blessed day and to remember, no matter what you're going through, God is the answer, the only answer will lead you. And to don't let the devil confuse you. because he will condemn you the way that no one could imagine. Have a blessed and lovely and nice day, and we all remember. Dear God, thank you. And that still is not enough. Amen. Have a nice day.
Amen. Amen.